Okay, friends, we're gonna move on to a usual workshop on the world Klee. We're gonna sing a song now, and then we'll talk about all the great and special things we heard from Rav in the first part of the lesson. So let's start our workshop with a song, please.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na.
טוב, שלום לכל החברים. אנחנו הולכים לעבור עכשיו ביחד סדנה לאור דברי הרב.
Hello to all the friends. We're going to experience together a workshop now. We're going to talk about dissemination, the state of the world, many great things that we want to absorb, scrutinize, discuss between us. We're going to watch short video excerpts from the first part of the lesson, and then we're going to have a workshop prepared by the Petach Tikva social team, and we ask all the friends to get together as usual in small groups, in workshops. Whoever's in a small 10 is invited to join another 10 in Galaxy. So let us start with watching a video from the first part of the lesson today.
We see every day how much humanity is losing patience, how much it's helpless, how much the level of the nerves, the anger, helplessness rises. And it's really hard for us to feel the place of these people, to identify with them completely, because we nonetheless do get support, some vision of the future, the way it should be, the reasons for everything that happens, because everything has to lead us to a higher degree. For them, what's going on is as if they're all falling down to the abyss. And how the parents are worried about their children. Why did we give birth to them? Why did we care for them on this whole life? What's going on today and now? The world is falling apart before our eyes. I get these emails and phones from people. It really rips my heart. Imagine to yourselves how much they feel that the world was so nice and good a year ago, 6 months ago. What has happened to it? Now they're saying that soon it will be completely ruined. There won't be any food. We're coming close to the autumn and winter. We have to help all of humanity to understand that these things are not happening in order to punish us. There is no punishment. It's not a punishment at all. The Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, and everything happens due to the evil inclination. It's just that we have to do, as the messengers of the Creator in this world, we have to do our work to explain to everyone, to tell everyone what's going on, why, how, by receiving this message in the right way, responding to it in the right way, how much we can easily turn this world to a good world. And the truth is, we have no choice. It's either we do it on the good way, on the path of Torah, or on the path of suffering and punishments. So we just have to know that we have the ability here to aid nature. And this is our work. Specifically now, when the signs of this coronavirus are getting stronger, and it's as if the second wave is coming, there will be other waves and much worse. So here we really have to see how we can help humanity, all of us together, to understand the purpose, the cause, the necessity of all these actions, and that it's all done by the nature of the Creator, which is good, and He does good. This actually promotes us to good things. It's only that in our ego, we are so deeply immersed in, we can't feel this trend as a good one. But in the form of one man helps his friend, when we help each other, we explain the advice and more, each one explains it to the other. What's really happening here? Then, from the state of having eyes but not seeing, having ears and not hearing, we'll reach a state that we do see and do hear. And then humanity will rejoice with what the Creator is doing with it. And the Creator will rejoice with us doing our job loyally. So please, let's think about it. Also during the lesson, especially about our job, how we got from the Creator this merit to have a little bit of an understanding, a little bit of the feeling of being the front part of the process. And that we have to tell about, to talk about it, tell about it, explain about it, and help everyone. And you'll see how much this helps you. Immediately, we'll get, both from the audience we explain to, and from the Creator, from these two directions, we'll get support, and we'll keep on forward.
So again,
I'll repeat a short excerpt from what we just heard now. It's hard for us to feel, instead of these people, to completely identify with them, because we are nevertheless getting support, a view for the future of what needs to happen, the reasons, the causes of what's happening, that it's all leading us to a higher level. And for them, what's happening, it's like bringing them all to an abyss. And the parents, they have great concern for their children. Why did we give birth to them? What did we care for them their entire lives? What's happening now? The world is being destroyed in front of our eyes. I get such emails and phone calls from people that my heart is torn. Imagine how they feel that the world that was so good 6 months ago, 12 months ago, what happened to it? And now we're talking about the fact that soon there'll be this general destruction. There'll be no food. We're coming closer to the period of the autumn and the winter. So now our workshop question is, what have we been rewarded with as a group and as the world Kli? How will we identify with what people feel in the world? Again, in what have we been privileged in this period specifically as a group and as a world Kli, and how will we identify with how people in the world feel?
Specifically during this time, we've been rewarded with being under the hands of the greatest Kabbalists of this time, leading us, guiding us through the path, basically leading us and the entire humanity to the new state the entire humanity is going through, which is called the last generation.
I think that we in the world Kli are also going through this shattering. I had a center, everything was physical, I had meals, I had my group, everything was nice and convenient. And suddenly we're given a new kind of work to start entering an internal connection. So in that we've been rewarded in starting to feel the world Kli.
I also think that we're between the two worlds, both incorporated in this world, the trouble and the anxiety most people have, and we also hold on to the teacher, to the Kabbalist, and one to another. So we're really in between, and specifically this position, this situation, is on the one hand it connects us to the world, and we have a connection somehow to the upper world. So that's the merit. We're the connecting factor between the Creator, the Kabbalists, and the rest of the people.
Yep, we truly have been privileged with this transition phase to a new era of the time of the Messiah, of knowing the Creator, that all of humanity is now entering this. And we're supposed to explain to them and show to them the true values of the old world. And that money and other things of this world, people are starting to know and identify what the true values are, spiritual values of love of others.
We learn all the time how from the smallest things to the greatest things in this reality, we're ascribing it all to one source through our society and our teacher, and what's going on now in humanity is just like they tell someone he's going into operation, he didn't even know he was ill. So it's true shock for the ones around him. And we're the ones who are being told about these processes, the smallest and the greatest. That's it. Only through our connection we can pass on to others how things are happening behind the scenes and what the goal is.
From hearing what we need to do, and having this point in the heart, it gives us additional responsibility of hearing what needs to be done and implementing it.
Yes, I'll join the friends and say that today it's much clearer what the definition of our role is. We're the ones who are going through the transition, and understanding of our responsibility to the world has to be much more clear to everyone. And also the need of the creator of the upper force, which is doing the work, the change, the prayer, is also becoming very, very clear. People are suffering, and it's manifested in many ways. Inability to believe people and anxiety, and we really see it practically how it's happening. It's an opportunity to open our heart more, to come closer to the people, not only because we're forced to do it from above, it's for us to develop it, to really be the parents and the representatives of the Creator for them.
I think that what we might be able to add, because really everything the friend said is correct, for this privilege of understanding, and thanks to where we are, of what's happening, why it's happening, what needs to be done. But what we should add is to connect to the feeling of the people that they're in a state that they don't know what's happening, why it's happening, and what needs to be done. They're in a state that they're lost, but they all feel in one boat, but this boat isn't sailing anywhere. They're stuck in the midst of the sea. They're not knowing where the waves will take them, and they're all in that state. Maybe that is what we should somehow try to feel. Meanwhile, they're passing the time with clips, with entertainment, because they don't know what to do. It's all humor, but black humor, humor of helplessness. We need to feel this state of helplessness, and we'll be able to connect to them more.
I'll add that we are really privileged to have this anchor of in our life that enables us to always walk with our eyes open, with confidence in our heart that we live in purposeful guidance. And also, as we've heard from Rav, we really have to be thankful for having the concealment. Otherwise, we would directly feel the Creator in our face. That would be much more painful. And in general, we're rewarded with having a society. We have a ten, we have a world clee, we have Rav, we have the sources, we have the teachers. And this thing simply enables you to look at everything that's going on in your life in a completely different way, despite everything you experience in your desire.
נראה כאילו רבש חיגל לתקופה הזאת.
It seems like Rabash was waiting for this time, for there to be a group that will be able to realize its direction to pray for the others and not for oneself, for the well-being of the world. It is the only way to somehow bestow and to attain spirituality, not to ask for ourselves and not for our people, but for the whole world.
Well, how can we feel and identify ourselves? Through dissemination. It connects us to the world and the people. We feel their deficiencies closer. Through this investment, we are tied to them. We draw the light. Everything is in it.
Second question. We'll read another excerpt from what we heard from Rav, and we'll answer a second question. We need to help all of humanity to understand that these things, they're not happening to punish us. There is no punishment. It's not a punishment at all. The Creator said, I've created the evil inclination, and it all happens as a result of that evil inclination. All we need to do, as messengers of the Creator in our world, we need to do our job to explain to everyone, to tell everyone what is happening, why, how, by receiving this message correctly, responding correctly, how we can turn this world easily to the good world. And in truth, we have no choice. So it's either we do it in a good positive path of Torah, or through pain and sufferings. So let us know that we have the ability to assist nature. Second question. How do we, by receiving support from above, help all of humanity receive this confidence? Again, how do we, by receiving this support from above, how can we help all of humanity receive confidence?
Just as Rav described his pain from being incorporated in the sorrow of everyone.
When I heard Rav this morning say, I got emails and people are talking to me and my heart is torn, and I'm looking at myself, where am I, and my heart is torn for humanity. But what I see is that my heart is torn only about myself. So at least there should be some kind of prayer that will enable to feel the others instead of oneself.
I think that first of all, we have to give confidence and support to each other that we will have complete faith and complete confidence in what we get from above. Only love, only good things, and to be filled with this feeling, and then we'll be able to pass it on really to everyone around us. So it's so important that we not only think about how we pass on something to the society, but rather how we ourselves can feel it, believe it, understand it, I don't know, be full with it, and then want it or not, it's going to pass to others as well.
We'll be able to give confidence only if we have this confidence in the connection between us. And that is our number one goal, to create confidence and power between us in order to be able to advance.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. I hear you. I have to give confidence, even if we don't have any. We have to show as if we have. And this is the time, that's true. Now more than ever, to try hard to change something in reality that's deteriorating.
I think it's exactly like parents that bring their children, and regardless if the parents have doubts, it doesn't matter. Even if we don't have confidence towards humanity, we have a lot of confidence between us. And when we're scrutinizing it, we're entering all the details and very advanced levels of realization. So of course we have doubts, like professionals. But we have full confidence in our method, and that's what we need to pass on to all of humanity.
This week, one of the friends in the tent talked about feeling that a vast opening has opened. Humanity is pointing at us, saying, come in. And maybe we're not taking this opportunity to go in this place in a firm leg. So we have to first of all to agree to this state and take it as a privilege, not as a doing something without any choice. We justify the Creator for whatever it's doing, and then for us, between us, it will become much easier to go out to the broad circles if internally we justify. And that's what passes to them, not the words we say, the internality.
Humanity until this point had confidence in money, work, in their jobs, in the Creator. He just removed the grounds we're standing on, and we need to give them confidence in the fact that there is a process, there is a purpose to all of this thing. And yes, from concern that the friend said, not from a desire to push it on them, but from true concern and love, like Rav says, out of this pain that they'll advance.
Yeah, just to add to Dave, the truth is we don't have to tell everything. We just have to tell them a little bit, bit by bit, wherever they can develop. That the corona is okay, it's good, it's nice, it comes to help us, it comes to clean us. And there are many things that are redundant, we don't need them, and we're turning the world into a new kind of world. Little bit by little bit, make it in a fun way. Chaim.
Just like a baby has confidence because he's in the hands of his mother and he knows she loves him. Similarly, we need to pray to have love in our hearts between each other and to the world and to the Creator. And from that, this confidence will pass on to them.
I think we have to pray for the Creator to give confidence to humanity, and in general, that He will give us a feeling of responsibility for humanity that will really feel them like our children. And we'll really feel their pain. That it really brings me out of my mind. That's how you should feel them. I don't know, I have to have such a pain in my heart. I believe, and I also practically see that the only way it will happen is if we start caring for them as we care for our children. That will give them the confidence. They don't need anything else. You don't have to really fulfill every desire they have. You have to care for them, and that enables them to be 1 millimeter above the suffering of the world to receive.
Koko just reminded me something in the lesson that Rav said that was really special, that we, in our thought, in our small intention, we're preventing atomic bombs. So maybe this concern,
because the care builds threads of connection between all the souls, and then the light of love can dwell within us in a good way, in the panim.
I also wanted to add that we first of all need to be in agreement with everything that comes to us from above. That is what the Creator wants, to govern what we see, to govern reality, and we need to agree with Him.
Okay, friends, I'm getting many messages from many friends who are so impressed from the workshop. They're enjoying to talk together about the greatness of the goal and what we're doing. And we also see all the friends sitting together in groups and talking. So let's be happy about this special occasion we're in now. A few days ago, Rav said, we heard it more than once say that in the end of every day, he has to ask himself, what did I do today for humanity? So we're going to actually start the day with this. Every friend tells his friends what today he's about to do in dissemination. So what am I practically going to do today in dissemination? What am I going to do today in dissemination, practically? Please.
We need to pass on the message we got from Rav outwards to the world. We need to take what we took from the lesson today, and each one to do as much as he can, one post, two posts on the social media, and to connect this force we got today. Besides, we need to strengthen between us more and more, so that all the friends will have the strength to do so.
Yeah, I also, there are networks, there is the Facebook and all the digital media. You can respond, you can write, I'm going to do it, I do it every day, I'm going to do it today as well.
I have the privilege of being on a team that's working on the virtual dissemination convention we have soon that we're now building, that is going to offer every friend to start transforming from a disseminator to having a serious role in dissemination. And to see how every friend can confidently take a role in dissemination and be part of teams that are working together without leaving anyone alone. So today too, we're continuing in thought. We're going to make this convention, this dissemination convention, as successful as possible for everyone.
That sounds good, Noach. If I can join you, would really make me happy.
I write on my blog, Facebook, Instagram, all kinds of things. וגם מקריא ספר של רב.
First of all, Itzik has a real nice blog. It's a special one. I see it on Facebook. We're teaching the virtual semester, first semester virtually to more than 120 students. So today I have to publish a video clip there, and we're starting to build the next semester, future steps of it.
I'm in prayer that the Rav will be healthy and that we'll be able to have shoot a show with him today and pass on this great love in his heart that will wrap all of creations.
For me, well, all day long I actually work in dissemination. But I think that more than ever, it's important that we'll be accompanied by intention. That people will feel warmth and love. I wrote an email to myself as a reminder. Write a post for the people. Rewriting Rav's words, what he started with, so that people feel the support, the comfort, and the direction.
Other than thinking about friends that are engaging in dissemination in our 10, in all the world Kli, that their actions will succeed, that they'll succeed in touching the hearts and bringing light in their clips, in the articles they write, and even in the likes they do. I don't know what else I'll be able to add today. I'm a bit of old school more. Today nothing is physical, but more working with newer students. And I think mainly it's a matter of quality. From the deficiency that we bring in what Kabbalists direct us to do, and the force is the strongest desire in the world. It's as much as we'll want to connect and pass on the words of the Kabbalists and support of all the materials the friends are creating all around the world.
Yes, if to continue, Rami, I am with him. I'm always thinking about you, what you're doing, what time it is for you, how can I join you, listen, strengthen you. I was thinking about Owen's program yesterday, and also about a subject that I've been seeing lately. It may interest him. We'll see what Rav says about it. The race of technology, where does it come from? We see that the rich people in the world are running after technology to try to get control over the whole world. I also wanted to give a topic for the program.
Okay, friends, we need to conclude. So other than the fact that every friend that shared about what they're going to disseminate today will support all the friends in our dissemination activities and will create a warm environment that will give the confidence to go out and disseminate, as we heard from the Rav, that dissemination is part of connection. By that, we will conclude our lesson today, and we'll move on to info. Shai.
Yes, our expected schedule today will start at 10 a.m. with live broadcast and translated programs. 10 to 10:45, it's Simeon Vinoko with Rav. Then 10:45 until 11:45, Owen with the Rav. At 1:30, a recorded lesson, and live again at 6 with our friends, workshop, and excerpts from lessons. Let's connect and sing a song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם היטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón
Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time